The Nuclear Option, Nancy Pelosi's Waterloo. By Charles Hurt on November 3, 2019. It is worth noting that previously there have been three votes by the full House on impeaching President Trump. Each failed miserably, losing lopsided and bipartisan votes. Never mind again. Now comes Mrs. Pelosi forcing a vote by the full House on a formal impeachment inquiry. It passed by brute majority, 232 to 196. While technically a win for Democrats, Thursday's vote falls disastrously short of Mrs. Pelosi's insistence for the past 2 years that any impeachment effort be bipartisan. The only thing that was bipartisan out of the House vote was the nays to halt this impeachment nonsense, which included every House Republican along with two Democrats. Again, never mind. That is why Thursday's vote on impeachment says everything about Mrs. Pelosi's speakership and nothing about Mr. Trump's presidency. This is Nancy Pelosi's Waterloo, and she knows it. Pelosi Bonaparte has desperately tried to throttle down the impeachment freight train that the crazies in her party have been frothing about since Election Day 2016. Not because she likes Mr. Trump or wants him to be president, but because she is a smart enough politician to know that impeachment will fail to remove the president and could very well cost Democrats control of the House, not to mention assure Mr. Trump's re-election. In that case, Pelosi Bonaparte still goes down in history as the nation's first female House Speaker, but she also goes down as the first female House Speaker to lose her majority, twice. Thursday's vote is the final proof that she has surrendered and allowed the inmates to take over the asylum. Among those voting who clearly understands what Pelosi Bonaparte also understands is Representative Colin Peterson, the longtime Minnesota Democrat who represents a district that voted for Mr. Trump by 30 percentage points in 2016. In 1998, when the House voted to launch impeachment proceedings against President Clinton, Mr. Peterson voted in favor of proceeding, though he would later vote against actually impeaching the president. What does it say that a guy like Mr. Peterson saw a case at least worth pursuing against the president of his own party back in 1998? Yet he doesn't see such a case worth pursuing against the president of his opposing party today. It tells us that, like Pelosi Bonaparte, he knows Waterloo when he sees it. Contact Charles Hurt at shirt@washingtontimes.com or on Twitter @CharlesHurt.